Hello and welcome to the Grow the Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. I'm your host, it's Chloe Slade, the founder of Vibe and Flow and manifestation and mindset coach. This podcast is set up with the intention of helping you direct your focus so you can get out your own way and show up for the life that you want. Think of this podcast as one long voice note from your manifestation bestie, that's the vibe. I know there's lots of great podcasts out there, so I just want to take a moment to express extreme gratitude for you tuning into this one. Now, let the adventure begin. Hello and welcome back to the Grow and Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. It's Chloe Slade here, helping you show up for the life that you want. So, hi, how you doing? I'm sitting here grinning. Like, before I press play, I just sat in my office, and it's really tidy, which is great. And I just sat here, like, just looking around, grinning, just, like, so full of gratitude. I love my little office. I don't spend enough time in here. Like, honestly, it's such a nice little space. There is a guest bed in the office, so sometimes I like to just, you know, chill out on there and do some work. But, you know, it's a quite a nice little space. It's fairly light and airy, and I just sat here, like, grinning, just, like, full of gratitude, like, why have I not spent more time here? So, yeah, that's where I'm at. I've had a lovely little coffee morning. It's sunny here in Southampton, which is amazing. And my little space that I've done on the balcony, which I don't know if you guys follow me on Instagram, but if you do, you would have seen me, like, go through, like, copious amounts of garden furniture trying to find the one. And if you know me, I'm a Mani Gen and I'm a specific manifester, which means I like to have detail and I like things. And if they're not, like, how I envision them, then my mind just keeps going until it's there, which has pros and cons. But anyway, I spent a lot of time on the garden furniture, and now I have a little nice space, which has paid off because now it's sunny, because I was buying the furniture when it wasn't that sunny. Now it's sunny, I'm sitting there with my little protein peanut butter shake and a nice coffee. So pistachio latte, in case anyone's caring. You know, I'm a fan of the pistachio. So yeah, I just sat there and spent like 45 minutes just sitting there doing my little gratitude roundup, planning out this podcast. So yeah, I'm really excited that you're sitting here with me. I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of an update or set the scene for my energy and mood. And today I was thinking, right, I actually had something else that I was gonna put out, and I was thinking, like, a lot of the conversations I have had this week with my one-to-one clients has been around, like, sales and sales energy. And obviously I'm in a pre-launch for Money Magnetism, which is my money program. It's all about changing the self-image to change the way that money comes into your life. And we're going to be creating, you know, a manual section from it and a practice and a ritual and all the good stuff. But anyway, because I'm on this launch and because I've had, you know, really great conversations with one-to-one clients this week, I felt really cool to record this episode. So today, basically what we're going to be talking about is a really fun activity that's going to start getting you into the energy of sales. So regardless to whether you're, you know, feeling amazing around sales and you're selling really easily and really effortlessly and it's coming together really well and you just want to increase your sales and continue with this vibe, or if you're feeling a little bit like lackluster and a little bit disconnected, this is going to help. So either way, wherever you are on that scale, we're going to have some fun. So if you're listening and you can't get a pen and paper, just take a note of, like, maybe the timestamp if it's possible to do. If not, I'd imagine it's going to be at 3 or 4 minutes in. But grab a journal, and if you're, like I said, if you're on the go and you can't actually do this, just have a little think about what I'm saying. But if you have got a journal to hand, grab it now, and I want you to start thinking about the version of you who is now, you know, having the experience that you are having with sales, whether it's good, bad, or neutral. And I want you to compare that with the version of you who's hitting that next level. So think about her, think about how she is approaching sales. You know, where is her focus? What sorts of things is she doing? How is she acting? What action is she taking? How is she feeling? What does she think? Like, what's her approach? You know, what does she believe about sales and money? What does she believe about herself in regards to sales and money? What does she believe about herself in general? These are the kind of questions I want you to start thinking about. And then with your journal, you're going to get two columns, and the first column is going to be the current self. The second column is going to be the next version of you. So this is the next sales version of you that we're focusing on. And the first thing I want you to journal on, so in the first column, the first thing is where you're currently at in terms of feeling. So how are you feeling right now? So you might be feeling deflated or disconnected, or maybe you're feeling excited and optimistic. However you're feeling right now, and there'll probably be a real big mix of feelings, get that down into that first column, okay? So, you know, I might write something like, oh, I'm feeling like excited, but somewhat disconnected, but hopeful, whatever it is, you're literally writing down the feelings in the first column under current self. Now, once you've done that, you might want to pause this audio, but once you've done that on the second column, I want you to be identifying how you would be feeling if you had already hit your sales target, if you were just like this version of you who just effortlessly just showed up and just attracted the sales with no problem, just so much fun and ease and joy. How would she be feeling? Okay, so even if you're feeling good right now, what is the next good you can feel? Okay, there's always like this energy of new growth and better things, and that doesn't mean you can't be grateful for where you're at, but it's also being grateful for where you're going to. So how would she be feeling? Get that down, okay? Bullet points, don't overthink it. There's a tendency of these kinds of things to overthink it and then procrastinate and not do it at all. Just get something down, okay? Now, the next bit, I want you to go back to the first column. I want you to journal on sort of what sort of thoughts you are currently having. Are you having thoughts like, oh, what's the point? No one's buying. This isn't enough. What if I don't sign these people up? Are you maybe having some, you know, still good thoughts like, oh, this is exciting. I'm having fun with this. I wonder how I can attract more people into my audience. I wonder how I can attract more people into this program. I wonder how I can serve more people. I wonder how I can get my impact up. I wonder how I can expand the energy of my message. You might be having all sorts of thoughts. I just want you to get them down into this first section. What sort of thoughts have you found yourself to be thinking recently, okay? This might take a little bit of a pause moment just to think like, where's my head been at recently? Because here's the thing. You right now are creating this next version of you in this moment, because everything's just feedback. Everything's just a past reflection of your dominant thoughts, feelings, actions, and beliefs. So the experience that you're having right now is purely just a reflection. You can't change this current state, but what you can do in this current state is change the next version of you, the next experience that you have in life, around money, in sales, whatever it may be, okay? So how are you thinking? So you've done your feelings, now you're doing your thinking. What sort of thoughts have you had? Now I want you to then go to the next column and compare again, okay? What sorts of thoughts would you be thinking if you were already attracting the money that you desire, the sales that you desire? Maybe you'd be thinking, okay, well, I'm already making the sales, so how can I just focus on impacting people deeper? How can I increase my value? How can I make it easier for people to have their transformation? The quality of your questions are going to be determining the quality of your results. So think better questions, okay? So think about it. Like, if you were already making the money and the sales and all of these things, you wouldn't be focusing on the lack. You'd be focusing on growing. Right? You'd be focusing on growing your impact, your income, the feelings, the vibe, the whole thing. So you might be thinking, okay, you know, I'm already doing this and this is working really well, but my clients love this and I could add in an element of this. And, you know, the sort of thoughts you'd be thinking, and I've got a really good friend of mine. I love her dearly. She's very successful, the nicest person, just like, just great to be around. And she will have conversations and she'll just be thinking, and she'll be saying, she'll be like, oh, you know, I know that my customers really, really like this, this, and this, and I really want to help them with this even more because I know this is a pain point in their business, so I'm going to create this. And that's the kind of thinking of presence thinking versus lack thinking, okay? So I call it presence thinking and lack thinking. Presence thinking is where you're already in the state of receiving and you focus on the presence of what it is that you have, and that kind of thinking that I just gave as an example of my friend, that's presence thinking. You know, it's thinking about expansion. Lack thinking is where you're focusing on what you don't have and you're spending all your energy there, and that's rippling out into everything you're doing, okay? So going back to this exercise, I want you to start thinking about what sort of thoughts you would be having if you were making the sales that you desire. Okay? Now, this now comes back to the current day, the current version of you, action. What action have you been taking? Maybe you haven't been taking any action. Maybe you've been taking some action, but it's not in alignment. Maybe you've been taking a mixture of action that is in alignment and not in alignment. Whatever it is, get it down, okay? And you might even be finding that you've really been holding back. You haven't been, you know, putting the stuff out and falling in love with the process and having fun and being playful. You may be finding that because you're in a certain energy, whether even if it's not a bad energy, maybe you're in a rut, maybe you're just stuck at a certain level, whatever it may be. Okay, you are taking a certain kind of action, whether it's lack of action or loads of action or unaligned action or aligned action, whatever it may be, get it down now, okay? Now you're going to compare that, shock, to this next version of you, the version of you that's hitting those sales, impact, income goals, okay? What sort of action is she taking? Now, this one was key for me because I realized there was lots of resistance around taking certain kinds of action. I felt like, oh, if I wanted that particular thing, that was going to take X, Y, Z from me, and I couldn't do that. So you might even be finding here is where you can identify some limiting beliefs, okay? So what sort of action would you be taking with this version of you who is making the sales and making the impact and making the income? What sort of action would she be taking? You know, would she be recording podcasts? Would she be showing up online confidently? I literally said to a client this week, I said, the only difference between you and that person you're comparing yourself to is the fact that that person believes what they've got to say is important and is going to create impact. This person that was speaking to me, she is so talented, so talented. It's not a logical thing. It's a mindset thing. And I just said, like, play, rehearse, pretend to be that version of you for a little bit, right? The version of you that just shows up and shares her thoughts and becomes that thought leader in her industry. And since doing so, she's booked out her one-to-one, she's so much more confident, and it all stems from like this, okay? So what action would she be taking, okay? Now going back, as you can probably tell, this has a theme. Going back to that first column, what sort of beliefs are you tapping into right now? Are you saying, oh, no one's buying, I am not good enough, or I'm in a rut, this is the only level I can do, no more people are coming in, or I can't identify the next level, it has to be hard. What are you believing right now, okay? What beliefs are you tuned into? Now, shock, I want you to compare that to the beliefs that you would have. Doesn't matter if you don't believe them right now, but what beliefs would you have if you were this next version of you? Okay, if you were making the sales, if you were making the impact, if you were making the income, what sort of beliefs would you have? Maybe if you were having effortless sales, you would believe that it's effortless, right? If you were having fun with creating impact and creating value, you'd be like, this is fun, this is exciting to me. It gets to be exciting, it gets to be fun for me, it gets to be easy for me now, it gets to be effortless for me now. I get to have the impact and income that I want to create through having fun and enjoying myself, right? These are the sort of beliefs that you would have because it's your reality, okay? So now, taking a step back, you will have this comparison between this current version of you and this next version of you, and the thoughts, feelings, actions, and beliefs that you would have versus what you are tuned into right now. You should see some sort of discrepancies, or maybe you've had some aha moments, or maybe it's very clear, you know, what kind of action you want to take next. I want you to now identify the next action step, just one tiny step that feels doable for you. This is going to look different for everyone, but what you want to be doing is tuning into what you feel is like possible for you to do right now. So I don't want you to be like, I'm going to create a whole sales strategy, I'm going to create a whole funnel or whatever, unless that feels really exciting for you. I'm not saying you have to have this massive action step plan. I just want you to identify one next natural step. It could be changing the way you think, it could be changing the way you feel, cultivating energies that you can, or spaces that you can change how you feel. It might be taking a different kind of action. Whatever it is, I want you to look at this like map you've now got, and you have got a clarity piece on where you're at and where you want to be. And now all you have to do is close the gap between the two. If you would like some help with this, I invite you into money magnetism. This is what we're doing. We're closing the gap between where you are and where you want to be with money. We're going to be creating this money manual. It's part of the self-image manual, which I teach. We're focusing solely on money in this. And we're going to be creating a ritual that you can use every day. If you would like help with this, if you were excited and you're like, yeah, do you know what? This is my time. What if right now, this is the moment where I'm going to commit to this program, I'm going to commit to myself, and we're going to make some moves. If that is you and you feel that pull, if you don't, I literally, of course, I get it. I hope you've got something from this podcast. But if you do really feel that pull, I invite you in. DM me. At the moment, it's half price. So it's 444, one-off price. And you're going to get 6 weeks worth of content drops. Each week there's going to be a new content drop, and then you get a year's access to this program. So, you know, there's teacher support in that. There is going to be resources, you know, things like journaling and visualizations and all that good stuff. But if you feel this pull and you're like, right, I want to do this, message me. We can sort out a payment plan that suits for you and your needs. But just get started. If you don't feel that pull, absolutely fine. Think about what sort of inspired action you do feel called to take. But I hope you've got something from this episode. I hope you're excited. I hope you're activated. Because ultimately, if you come back to this exercise and you focus on getting yourself into this energy and you start manifesting being that version of you who attracts the sales, this is going to increase your sales. So you go, okay, well, like, you know, I know that I'm not acting the way that would get the results that I desire, so I'm going to focus on my action. Or I'm doing loads of action, but I'm not actually getting myself into the feeling and the thinking, so that's where I'm going to place my focus. You've got a focus point now, right? So whatever it is that you're doing, wherever you're at, wherever you want to go, you've now got a focus point of how to close the gap. And I'm just so excited for you, because honestly, the best is yet to come. The alternative is not backing yourself. And the alternative, you know, not, I don't mean from the program, I mean in general, like the alternative to not believing in yourself and not backing yourself is not that shiny, you know, and that's always there if you want to go back to that. But if you work on your self-belief and you work on backing yourself and being that girl, that version of you, then it's all going to shift. Okay, so I hope you have an amazing day. I know it's quite a long episode. I will see you in the next episode, and I'm just sending so much love. And as always, if you like this episode, please do share with a pal, with your friend, with your family, on social media. It really does mean a lot to me. So have an amazing day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. Before I leave you, I would just love for you to think about one action step that you feel inspired to take. Inspired action is the key to moving your desires forward and gaining that momentum. So feel into it, take that inspired action, and get started before your mind gets in the way. Remember, your focus is your superpower, so use it.